From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week, we are talking to the founder of Wheel New Yorkers, Lucy Richardson. And we just talk about what life and sexuality and dating is like being a wheelchair user. That is how Lucy describes herself. She's a relatively new wheelchair user, living and dating and doing all the things existing in New York City. And it's such an interesting conversation. If you want to hear the whole thing, you're going to head to apple.co/GWF. Again, that's apple.co/GWF, where you can subscribe to the Luminary channel.
Being a wheelchair user has a lot of unique challenges. Mm-hmm. Being in New York has a lot of unique challenges and experiences. So yeah. Combine those together, it was quite overwhelming. I didn't know a lot of people to begin with. I definitely didn't know any wheelchair users. In mid-2018, I found out about this wheelchair dance camp in LA, and I decided to go. And there I met a few other girls who were wheelchair users from New York.
Okay.
And so we were like, oh, great, you know, we can hang out, you know, all of this stuff. And when I started hanging out with them and becoming friends with them, mm-hmm. it really opened up my world again. Like all these little questions and little things I had difficulties with, I suddenly had people I could talk to.
Can you give us examples?
Oh, everything. I was I was like, how do I take the subway? Right. Like I was like, I don't know how to take the subway.
Does every station have to have an elevator? Because I don't believe every station does.
It should.
But it should.
Yeah, I was like, there's no
way.
It's
about a quarter.
Yeah.
And, it's about a quarter.
And also, I mean, just for people who haven't visited New York, they're also like the most heinous. It feels dangerous.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Like the Canal Street one smells literally like human feces.
Yeah. So I always say there's about a quarter that have elevators. If they do have elevators. Yeah. Dang. There's no guarantee that they're working. If they are working, there's no guarantee they're in a state that you'd like to use them.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it was like practical stuff, but it was also just, you know, as someone who, you know, started using a wheelchair due to a disease progressing, I didn't, you know, go to rehab or anything. Like I had no idea what I was doing.
Right.
And so they taught me all kinds of things, and we formed a really close friendship, and, you know, we would hang out, we would do all of this stuff. Like it was amazing. And then I went to the wheelchair dance camp the following year, and a couple of people were like, oh, hey, you're one of those girls in New York. You all hang out together. That looks so fun. I wish I had friends who were wheelchair users. And I was like, huh, well, you know, that's a good point. Maybe other people would also like to, you know, have wheelchair using friends. And so I started thinking about like, okay, maybe I can, you know, try and find a way to connect people. But I was also thinking about, I guess, you know, I would see through social media all these amazing wheelchair users doing amazing things, but I felt like it wasn't getting out to the mainstream. And I know it made a difference for me and for a lot of other people to see that kind of representation. So I was thinking about that as well. I think there's no one way to be a New Yorker. There's no one way to be a wheelchair user. You know, to me, it's like having that diversity is really important. So I kind of combined all of those ideas, started out with an Instagram page, and then it kind of grew from there. Cool. So the, you know, the motto or the aims is to smash stereotypes, create connections, and push change. So it's also, you know, I do like profiles of people that I share on social media and share on the website. I definitely want to do a lot more with the website to have like resources there.
Yeah.
I do social events. It was very hard during COVID.
You had some challenges in your
definitely
way.
Some challenges. And I, you know, promote the work of other people in the community and of services and products that are useful for people in our community, you know, connect people. I do like some one one-on-one support with people trying to, you know, get their head around moving to New York and that kind of thing.
Is that a common thing for wheelchair users to want to move to New York and they just don't know how?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely so many opportunities here.
Right.
You know, I've only lived in New York City, so I can't really speak to what it's like elsewhere.
Right.
But that's what I've heard from people. We definitely, in our community, we definitely have quite a few people involved in like fashion and modeling and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people come here for college.
Right.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
What kind of stereotypes are you trying to fight? Like, what do you, and which ones do you encounter the most?
Oh, constant, like everything. I mean, first of all, often if you do get any representation of wheelchair users, it tends to be straight white men in wheelchairs, which is,
okay,
you know,
they are in wheelchairs, but yeah, that's
yeah,
it. That's all you got.
I mean,
whenever you have an actor playing somebody in a wheelchair and they're not in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck you.
I mean, we talk a lot about diversity and representation in, you know, Hollywood, mm-hmm. but a lot of times that's not really inclusive of wheelchair users. Like, the only good example I can think of is Patty Mayonnaise's dad from Doug, and that's a cartoon.
My God, I forgot about
that's
that.
My favorite wheelchair
Her
user
dad was
in media.
A wheelchair.
Yeah. And like, and that's it. And that, I mean,
right. God damn, I can't even have a visual of that. It was so long ago. Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, they made a wheelchair using Barbie now, which
Glee,
I thought was dope.
Glee. There was a guy.
Yeah, but he's a faker.
He wasn't in, he's not in a wheelchair. Yeah.
They just put a guy in a wheelchair.
Wait, which is my camera? Which one's my camera? Glee. Glee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole thing, and there's always people like, well, it's called acting. I'm like,
fuck off.
Yes, but, you know, there's a dual function. It's like representation in real life as well. And the other thing is they tend to really get it wrong. Like, there's a lot of really
Wait, let's narc on them. What do they get wrong?
So, I mean, there's like practical things, but it's also, you know, people are often portraying what they think our lives are like. So you get like shitty movies like Me Before You where it's like, oh, I'd rather kill myself than be a wheelchair user. No.
Oh, is that an actual line from the movie?
I mean, I don't think so, but...
Oh, isn't that a nice little message?
Yeah, but that's
your
the kind of...
good.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing. And yeah, a lot of that, there's, I mean... which kind of like links into like the stereotypes we face. So like some really common ones I get, you know, myself and then from the community is it's like they have extremely low expectations of us. It's like we go to the grocery store and they're like, oh, good for you.
Good for you for being at the grocery store.
I went with a couple of friends.
I'll get you a necklace with a middle finger on it.
I just like hold it up. So I went with like a couple of friends to it was this event where they had like some live music performances. I don't know, it was really cool. We had people applaud us, like
what?
Literally start applauding because look at the disabled people who came here. Like, good for them. Clap,
fuck
clap, clap.
I know. Yeah, I've never clapped for anyone in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
I turn my back on them.
I won't hold the door. I won't.
Yeah. I let that door slam.
Treat you like everybody else. No. What? They clapped. Wow. How did that make you feel in the moment?
We were just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Right. For fuck's sake, indeed.
There's also the... you get the people who insist on helping. As I always say, it is very nice to want to help someone, no matter who they are.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So whoever it is. So you ask, if they say no, that's fine. The problem is, like, I'll be sitting there minding my own business and suddenly I feel this jolt from behind because someone's decided they need to help me by pushing me even though I'm not. Like,
you don't ask to go anywhere. Yeah.
Without asking you if you would like to move anywhere.
I don't even have handles on the back of my wheelchair to try and cut down on that.
Wow. So, and motherfuckers still be coming up behind me and giving you a push.
Can I ask
if it's so men or women
weird.
Or is it both?
Damn
it.
Both.
Okay,
I mean,
that's men. So weird.
We definitely have had a lot of, I mean, I'm thinking of like when I've been in a group with like with the other girls in chairs, we did have these guys try to push us to impress the girls that they were with.
What?
Like,
now I'm
like
your
a
prop.
Nightmare,
Lucy.
Now I'm your prop to get pussy?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, man.
That's so bad.
Oh,
we've been filmed.
Just like I saw people in wheelchairs?
Yeah, or? We've been filmed, photographed.
Oh, God. Fucking Christ.
Because people don't imagine that wheelchair users have lives where we get dressed up and go out at night. So they're like, oh, this is so fascinating. Like, it's really not. Like, we are just people sitting down. Like, it's not that exciting.
Right.
So we get, like, that kind of stuff. We get, I mean, stuff with relationships is a whole other thing.
Oh, let's get into that, though.
So there's, you get, like, a mix of sexism and ableism. So the people don't expect us to have relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They expect that whoever it is that we're with is, you know, some sort of saint for, you know, choosing to spend time with us. My partner is a black man, so we also get like a little bit of racism sprinkled in there as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so
damn.
Yeah, we get like a lot of weird
You're
stuff.
Level-headed, Lucy.
Oh, you should see our group chats.
You gotta get it out somewhere.
We do.
Fucking assholes.
And we definitely get a lot of like, we get into like a lot of like inappropriate questions and comments. Like,
yeah.
So like, you know, I've gotten in a cab before and the cab driver turned to me and said, I've always wondered, how do you people shit?
How do you people shit? I mean.
And I was like,
wow.
The thing is, I was so shocked that I actually started to answer by saying, well, you know, everyone's quite different. And then I was like, I don't need to answer your questions.
Right.
Yeah.
My friends who have done online dating, they said it is just a nightmare. Mm. But at the same time, it's a really, really quick, you know,
litmus test to see if you suck or not, like pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty much.
You skim the fat easily.
Yeah. Very quickly. So like if your opening question on an online dating platform to a wheelchair user.
I can only imagine.
Oh man, please give us the hits.
I can only imagine.
Basically, it's like, can you have sex? That's also a common one for like basically everyone everywhere. It's like, can you have sex? Do you have sex? Like,
do you want to see my dick?
How do you have sex? Like all of this stuff.
No, I'm just on here to fuck with you.
Yeah.
So the best answer
I have no
is,
holes.
No. The best answer is yes, just not with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys.
So there's definitely like my friend who's been dating, she went on a couple of dates with this guy. She thought things were going well and they were organizing, you know, the next time to see each other. He stopped replying. And later that night he said, I just don't think I can deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
As in her being in a wheelchair. And the funny thing is like,
it seems like a burden for him.
Oh, I can't sing chat. Sorry.
So she was like, hold on a minute. Like, I'm not asking you to be like my caregiver.
Right.
And she actually, I mean, some people do need caregivers or like a personal care attendant. But that's not what she needed and that's not what she was looking for. And she'd never asked for anything. Like, so it's really bizarre the kind of ideas that people have about us.
And then they don't understand something or there's no curiosity. There's just, let me fling my stupidity at you and see what you do with it.
That is absolutely what happens.
Could I ask when you have these interactions, whether it be on a dating app or like that you're like, Thank you. That is the way to talk. What can you give us some examples? Because I really like leaving people with, you know,
I mean,
like, what do
like
you
you're
say?
A regular person?
Right. I would think that. But a lot of people are dumb, especially in this country.
I would have to say, you know, I mean, one of the things is that you will see this kind of ignorance everywhere. There was, I don't know if it, I think it was a couple of years ago, there was a Dr. Phil episode where he said 100 out of 100 relationships where one person is disabled and the other person isn't will fail.
What? Oh, yeah, because Dr. Phil.
100 out of 100? That's just 100%. Also, why do you word it like that?
Yeah, yeah, it was very weird. So, but we had this hashtag 100 out of 100, and a bunch of people were posting pictures of themselves with their significant others.
Good.
I mean,
wow.
It's very, I don't know. It's,
I noticed, like, there's all, I'm the condescending tone. Like, I was with a guy for 7 years. His father had a spinal cord injury earlier on. And so we would go, whenever we would go places, they would talk to him to us.
Yeah,
and I'm like, he's here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look at him in his eye. And he goes, Christina, you did. I'm like, no, this is fucked up. And he's like, okay, you're making it worse. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah. It seems like they're, you know, they're interpreting a physical disability as a mental disability.
Yeah. Oh, that definitely happens. And the other thing is, as I always say to people, I'm like, even if I did have an intellectual or cognitive disability,
sure,
you can still speak to me normally. Yes. Like, if there's some sort of like difficulty, and like, say I'm with someone,
yeah, right,
if there is some sort of difficulty, they can step in. But it's very bizarre when they just like completely ignore you
and decide for themselves like what is, you know,
exactly,
wrong with you, in quotes.
So, I mean, the biggest thing for me is like people make these assumptions. And the other thing is that people get really freaked out. Honestly, I swear, some people panic. Like, they see a wheelchair and they just like panic. Like, they don't know what to do. They're so like overwhelmed. And I'm always like,
wow.
I'm just sitting down.
That's it.
Literally.
And I mean, there are so many, there are hundreds of reasons.
Oh, you should do merch. I'm literally just sitting.
I'm literally just sitting down, right? There are hundreds of reasons someone might use a wheelchair. And so that's like, when people make these assumptions, I'm like, you don't know anything about me.
Right.
Like, so when they assume that you can't speak for yourself, for example, like, you know, I mean, people don't know that. So I always say to people, like, just don't be fucking weird. Like, just be normal. Like, and I always say,
that's
like, you know, just
don't be fucking
don't
weird.
Be fucking weird.
And that's Bright's icebreaker too.
I'm just like, you know, if you're worried that, you know, I can't do something, just ask me. Like, just say, oh, do you need me to grab that door for you? Do you need me to move this out of the way? Like, whatever. The other thing is, like, I mean, this is our daily life where we can ask you if we need help with something. Like,
right.
It's not a problem. So, you know, and as for like the intrusive questions, I'm always like, you know, would you ask that to someone who is able-bodied?
Right.
Right. Like,
how do you people shit?
Yeah, how do you people shit? Like, if you met a complete stranger.
That. How do you shit?
That's so crazy.
Thank you so much for listening to that clip with our interview with Lucy Richardson. If you want to hear the entire conversation, head on over to Luminary Channel on Apple Podcasts. Just go to apple.co/GWF. That's apple.co/GWF.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.